Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing on a new subject, the subject of the Holy Spirit. We began in the last broadcast giving you an introduction to who the Holy Spirit is and who all the things that He's going to do for us in our life. The Holy Spirit was involved in the creation. We know in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and God is Elohim, which is plural, referring to the three persons of the Godhead. And He's the Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead. It says that He moved or brooded, ready to bring forth the things that the God was going to speak forth. The Father spoke forth the Word, and the Spirit of God, who was moving and brooding upon the face of the earth, was ready to bring that into being. The Bible says, by His Spirit He garnished the heavens. The Bible says, the Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. He is the Holy Spirit, and He is the Spirit of God, the promise of the Father that proceeds from the Father, the Bible says. We saw the fact in John 14:17, He is the Spirit of truth. And we saw in John 14:16 and 26 and 15:26 and 16:7 how He is the Comforter who proceeds from the Father, and He has come to dwell in us, and He is an eternal Spirit who now is dwelling in us, and He said that He's going to abide in us forevermore. We know the fact that He is God. In Acts chapter 5, we saw the fact that Ananias, who lied to Peter, Peter said, you didn't lie unto men, you lied unto God. Because he lied to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is God. And we saw that one scripture over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, where it says, there's three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. There's three parts of the Godhead, and the Holy Spirit, the third part, He is God, and He is at work mightily in your life if you've received Him to bring forth the promises of God. The Bible says in Romans 8:16, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and He is in us. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Now let's talk about the person of the Holy Spirit today. We talked a little bit about this in the last broadcast. We see that the Holy Spirit is involved in the regeneration. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to cause us to be born again when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. That old spirit is gone and the new spirit of Christ comes into us. Then we are to receive the Holy Spirit, and we receive the Holy Spirit, which is the first fruit of our inheritance. The Bible says that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, how we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the first fruit, the earnest, or the first fruit of our inheritance. We receive Him to come and dwell in us. And it's very simple. The Bible says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We come and we ask and believe we receive, and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell on the inside of us. Praise God. Now, in John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is the one who's going to teach you the Word of God. He's going to take that Word and bring forth revelation, knowledge, and understanding as He's teaching you the Word. It says also He's going to bring all things to your remembrance. The Holy Spirit who dwells in you will take that Word which has been written in you by the Spirit that He's taught you, and He's going to bring these things to remembrance. He's going to quicken the things unto you. This is what happens when you're in a situation, all of a sudden a scripture comes up before you. That's the Holy Spirit quickening that scripture before you. He's speaking to you, showing you what you should do, giving you an answer, telling you what to speak, giving you some wisdom about how to deal with that situation. That's the Holy Spirit bringing to remembrance the things that Jesus has said unto you. It says He'll bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. In 15:26, it says that the Holy Spirit shall testify of me. One thing we must understand, the Holy Spirit is going to testify of the things of Jesus Christ. He's going to declare things that are in line with the Word. Don't ever believe anything that is contrary to the Word of God. It is not the Holy Spirit. You know, in all the years I've been in the ministry, there have been lots of people that have been right on in the Holy Spirit when they've spoken forth. I've seen lots, though, unfortunately, that have spoken. They said this was the Holy Spirit, but it was not the Holy Spirit. It was coming from another spirit, and it was not in line with the Word of God. It was not the truth. So you have to be sure that when someone tells you that they're giving you a word from the Holy Spirit, it's got to be in line with the character of God. It's got to be in line with His Word. It's got to be in line with what the Jesus would say in His Word to you. Otherwise, it can be led astray. And lots of people, unfortunately, have been led astray, supposedly listening to something that was supposedly said by the Holy Spirit. You've got to check it out in the Word of God to be sure it's right. The Holy Spirit also reproves us. It says He reproves the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He comes to correct us and to reprove and to bring us to the place of walking uprightly before God. The Holy Spirit will convict you of areas of sin in your life. The Holy Spirit will show you when you've made mistakes, and He will show you the right way. He will show you what to do, and He'll bring you to the place of repentance in your life. And He, of course, will always lead you to the Word of God so that you'll see what the Word says. The devil comes to try to lead you away from the Word. He tries to get you to just reason out in your mind and think about whatever an enemy's spirit would be giving you, some kind of thought contrary to the Word. That's why you must be sure that you get in the Word, and the Holy Spirit is going to take the things of the Word and show them unto you. And He will reprove you and always point you to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit also guides us. It says in John 16:13, He guides us into all the truth. He won't speak of Himself. He doesn't speak of Himself. He speaks of the things of Jesus. It says, whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come as well. Not only will the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth, revealing the Word to you, but He will also show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will reveal things that are going to come. Because, you know, He knows everything. The Holy Spirit's God. He's on the inside of you. He's all-powerful. He's omnipotent. He is present with you. And He's omniscient. He knows everything. And He's going to show you things to come. He knows what the devil's up to. He knows the plots that the devil has against you. You need to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and listen to His voice and follow what He tells you to do. It's going to be a still, small voice on the inside of you. John 16:14, it says, He will glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Again, the Holy Spirit will always glorify Jesus. He doesn't glorify man. Some people that say they're speaking by the Spirit and they're drawing total attention to themselves, that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to draw attention to a person. He's going to draw attention to Jesus. And when someone is speaking by the Spirit of God, they're going to actually be pointing to Jesus, because you don't want to see that person. You want to see Jesus coming forth through that person. He's going to glorify Jesus. Now, the Holy Spirit, who is the truth, we have to learn to listen to Him and be sure that we're speaking in line with what He tells us to do. But at the same time, we can be disobedient and we can lie to the Holy Spirit. That's what happened in Acts chapter 5. Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? And don't ever allow yourself to do that. There was great judgment that came upon him. Do not lie to the Holy Ghost. You be sure that you are honest. He was keeping part of the price of land, and he was lying to the Holy Ghost, and he was actually lying unto God, and it brought great judgment upon him. Acts chapter 7, over here in verse 51, the Holy Spirit can also be resisted, and this is something we want to watch. Do not resist Him. Remember, He is God dwelling in you. It said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Be sure that you don't resist the Holy Spirit's dealing with you in your life. When He brings something to you, don't resist it, receive it. And if it's correction, it's for your good, to bring you to the place of repentance, so you'll turn away from walking in the ways of darkness, and you'll walk in the ways of the Lord. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will also lead you. The Bible says, many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He's going to lead you and guide you in the right way for you to go. And you need His leadership. You can't decide to do things yourself. If you're just walking in your own ways and making all your own decisions without the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you're just like a goat wandering around rather than the sheep. The sheep that follows the great shepherd is going to hear His voice. And that voice, what God speaks, what Jesus speaks, is coming to the Holy Spirit, who's going to show it unto you. That's why you've got to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit, He'll speak to you and give you direction. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." The Holy Spirit within you will give you direction on what you're supposed to do. It spoke to Barnabas and Saul, and he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." He will speak to you specifically. In Acts 16:6, it says they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. In verse 7, it says they suffered him not to go into Mysia or Bithynia. The Spirit knows what's the right thing, and He can keep you out of trouble. That's why you've got to learn to listen to Him and not follow your own ways. Also, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30 says, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption." How did they grieve Him? Because they let corrupt communication come out of their mouth. The Bible says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is going to minister edification and grace to the hearers." Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will be grieved whenever you speak things contrary to the Word. He also can be insulted. The Bible talks about how if we continue in areas of sin, there where we've been sanctified, it says we do despite or an insult unto the Spirit of grace. Don't insult Him. Don't insult the Holy Spirit. Learn to cooperate with Him. Learn to listen to Him. The Holy Spirit is all-powerful. He's all-present on the inside of you. He's all-knowing. He knows exactly what you need to do, and you need to learn to listen to Him. You need to hear the voice of the Spirit of God and follow what He tells you to do, and watch that it's in line with the Word, and don't let yourself be deceived by the devil. There's lots of spirits out there that would like to lead you away. The Holy Spirit will always lead you in the right way, and it's going to be a still, small voice. We're going to talk more on the subject of the Holy Spirit in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.